So now I'm going to use a little bit of theory to explain even an R&B song. So theory is not so much about classical. It's not so much about genre. It's just more about how scales, intervals, and things of that nature work in order to interpret an idea. First of all, if I were going to be playing the introduction or the verse idea for Rain, the pattern is going to be in the key of G. 4, 1, 6, 4, coming from that G scale, 1 sharp, F sharp, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, back to 1, so 4, 1, 6, 4. Melody starts on 3, 3, 2, 1, 7, 6, 5, sharp 5, 3, 2. And then put that together, knowing that on that 4, what I'm going to do in order to keep that melody on top, I'm going to play a G major harmony over C. Playing a G over C gives me something like a C major 9. So here's my 1, there's my 9, 5, 7. I'm missing the 3, but there's my melody. So when I come to G, I'm going to do, and that's a 5 chord over C. When I come to G, I'm going to play a 5 away from G, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and play a D major, same idea. So, G over C, D over G. Now watch the melody. Same idea when I get to the key, get to the bass note E, I'm going to play 5th away, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, B. So there's that sharp 5. So look at all of them. Give our right bass note back to 4. So now I'm playing that idea. 5 over 1 is pretty much on all those chords. So check that out. Whole idea is knowing the scale, knowing the interval, knowing the melody, because that melody is going to let me know how to invert my chords so that my chords can sound a lot more musical and not too bland for playing just like a basic 1-3-5 chord, you know. Da, 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 da. See, that doesn't really give you the flavor that you want. So the melody helps you invert, add the notes that you need in order to get the So give it a shot, see what you think.